us this morning. We're going to, I would say, move right along and you can go home and curl up, but then I'll be defeating my purpose to try to get you to come out and help me a little bit this evening. So it just depends on who you are, what's going on, and what was already on your schedule for today. But truly we understand that no one can be anywhere all the time. So we just ask you to pray that God shall bless us as we continue this missionary journey, doing what the Lord God has asked us to do. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, we find two familiar verses, the 19th and the 20th verses we'll read for your consideration. Supporting scripture this morning, the 16th division of Psalms, the 8th verse. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have not of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 16th division of Psalms, the 8th verse reads, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. Based on our thinking coming from 1 Corinthians 6 and 20, for we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We have to use the thought of subject this morning. We like to speak from the subject, traveling on a prepaid journey. Traveling on a prepaid journey. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe there are just enough of us here that let's have a hallelujah good time. Anybody press their way in the cloud just to lift up the name of Jesus? There is a bright side. And that somewhere is right in here. That somewhere ought to be right in there on you. Yes, God. Every time I turn around, the Lord keeps on blessing me. If I was that to ask myself the question, Lord, am I worthy? Oh, Lord, am I worthy? Are you worthy of God's blessings this morning? If you know that you're not actually worthy of it, but God gave it to you anyway, despite yourself, that while I was yet in my sins, God died for me. Yet while you were in your sin, God died for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The devil is a liar this morning. Somebody gonna get their deliverance. Somebody gonna hold on to their joy. Somebody gonna tell the devil, you're a liar, you better get behind me. Take your control back over your life. You're not going to do everything right. You're not going to feel good every day. But every day is still a day of thanksgiving. And we thank him this morning for being in the midst of us. We have truly been blessed to embark on this another day's journey. And I'm so glad that all of you decided to be here today, together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And what a joy it is to see my sheep, to have any visitors to share with us on this given day. Because there is power in sharing and joining our gifts and talents together. Yes, There's something about when we began to feel the Spirit of God, that that Spirit is able to jump from one breast to another. Daryl feel good. Sometimes it ought to make you feel good. Amen. Trina feel good. You ought to feel good, Debbie. God been good to all of us. And don't ever think just because somebody never complain or that you never hear anything, don't think that they don't have trials and tribulations. Don't think that they don't still have to go through the pressures of life and the circumstances that may come up that you're not even aware of. I'm so glad to be here, as the songwriter would say, in Jesus' name. Today being that you're already here, let us give our God some overdue praise. Sometimes we need a thinning out so you can scratch out and just let God have his way. Is anybody sitting just too close to you? Then you ought to make a sound. You ought to make a move. And I guarantee you they'll move over just a little bit. They don't want what's on you to jump on them. But when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You don't feel like moving, you move anyhow. Because the Lord God is just that good. And I'm sure when you think about just how good God has been, I know that you can think of something that God has done for you that you don't mind being a witness. Don't worry about who's looking at you. Don't worry about who you think might know some of your business. Don't make no difference. Because your business is not much anyway. All of it got to be turned over to the Lord so that the Lord can wash us and cleanse us and fill us up where we ought to be. There's no need for us to come into the house of God. There's no need to have a title. Say that we're saved. Say that we love God. And other than when we're in the church house, you might question, do they even know God? We always hear that testimony. We're going to praise the Lord our God, and we're not here for any form or fashion. So in other words, I'm not here this morning to be seen. I'm just glad to be seen. I'm glad to be standing. I'm glad to still be able to hear with my ears. I'm glad that I can see out of these glasses. I'm so glad that God has brought us together. And after coming together and realizing that many parts of our body is missing, but isn't it amazing how God can put things in a place to where you can do what you got to do anyhow? Don't never wait on everybody else because you might miss your blessing. That individual that is not here, maybe you are the one that was dispatched down here this morning to fill their gap. We all here just working out our own soul salvation. I started this morning by asking you to ask yourself the question, what do I need to do to stay on this journey? How can I stay in the press? How can I succeed and reach my goal? The operative word being I. You can pray for folk, but you can't change them. You can love folk, but you can't make them love you back. We have this saying, now I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Isn't that great? Because there's somebody that may have a difference with you, and because of that, they don't even want your love. Might be a strange thing to say, but I don't even care if my enemy love me. Sometimes they love you, they just hate you because they're jealous of it. They just hate you because there's something that you're not doing that they want you to do. But you got to make up your own mind. Choose you this day whom you are going to serve. And don't decide to serve God to please somebody else. You got to serve God to please God. You got to serve God to please that inner being of yourself that wants to know that I'm getting closer to the Lord every day. I want you to know that as we press toward the mark, and as we succeed to our goal, and as we begin to trust who God is, first of all, know that where you are right now is not where you're trying to get to. Now, we say a lot of times, the Lord has brought me a long way. And then immediately right behind that, but I still got a long way to go. And the reason why we talk like that is because we realize our dependence upon God. We got to understand that without God, we can't do anything. Without God, we just a total mess. And so God has blessed us. So then when we know that God has blessed us, when we know that we got to work out our own soul salvation, then as we research this thing, we find out that whatever you need to complete your journey, and most of all, you got to realize that in order to go on a journey, you got to have a mind where you're trying to go. If you don't know where you are, if you don't have any idea where you've been, then how are you going to understand that there is another destination in your life that needs to be fulfilled? That there's a whole lot of things that we go through that is not necessary. And then we sit back sometime and we don't do those things that we ought to be doing. It's important that we know, regardless of what we think or what we dream, that there are only two directions to go. As we come to the end of our journey, we will arrive at one destination or the other. Those two destinations, one being the pits of hell or the gates of heaven. Now, as you know, when you plan a trip, there will be some expenses that you have to endure. So make sure that you're covered. Sometimes, if you got it, it's good to have a little more than what you think than you're going to need. But now, if you're traveling and your resources are limited, then you got to be mindful of how you spend your cash. Now, I don't know about you, but there have been times that I've had to go and travel. And I took what we call my bill money to go on my journey. And so when you do that, you want to make sure that you get there safe, you eat, you come back safe, and everything is all right. But now you're going to meet Mr. Ketchup. Boy, ketchup will break you down. It is easy to dig that hole. But Lord knows it takes a whole lot of time to get that dirt back in there to where you're on level ground again. Am I talking to anybody? How many of you know that life is not cheap and it is not free other than what God gives us? In the world system, you better have some cash. Cash out, cash up, whatever. Get me some cash. They're my PayPal. Amazing what you hear and you're saying you don't know nothing about it. But life, the things in life, the journey in life is not a cheap journey. When you begin to start on your journey, you ought to be able, you ought to have a mind to know where you're going. Now, if your resources are limited, you don't have money to waste on gas because you lost. You need to know where you're going. Sometimes we got to understand that if it is our desire to please God, then at the end of our journey, we ought to be able to say that I've been paid in full. All of it paid. God has been blessing because he is God. And not so much because of you, the individual. Sometimes we have to bless others. When God whispers in our ear and in our heart and says, give a blessing to them, just do what God says do. You don't have to know where or when your blessing is coming back your way. And if you give it from here, it doesn't matter if it comes back or not. It is a blessing to have friends. It is a blessing to have friends that have resources. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I remember a few weeks ago, maybe even a month, I was down at Southern Lunch to eat breakfast. And your man came by and said, your money ain't no good in here today. I said, well, thank you. The food tastes better already. God will look out for you if you will look out for somebody else. Now, if my bill is paid in full, then that means that I'm not going to hear any more about it. I signed up a long time ago for this prepaid package. Now, if you check this, it is the most popular package, and it is open to anybody despite color, status, finances, skin color, nationality, or age. No respect to person, young or old. You see, because I found out that this world is not my home. Find myself being a pilgrim, traveling through what we call a strange land. So we too, like David, need to put the Lord before us. The wisdom of King Solomon tells us that in all of our ways, acknowledge him. Lean not to our own understanding, and he will direct our very path. Our supporting text this morning, as we look here as David writes in the 16th division of Psalms, it said, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. My cup that I maintain is my lot. The lines are falling to me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who have given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. See, sometimes I realize I can't make it all by myself. But not only through the day, but in the midnight hour, I need the Lord to lead and direct my path. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. So what he is saying is, as I go on this journey, if I put God out front, then everything is going to be all right. And as I travel on this journey, I got the assurance that God is at my right hand and he goes with me every step of the way. Therefore, my heart is glad. My glory rejoices, and my flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou would not leave my soul in hell. Neither would thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So, Lord, lead me. Guide me. Let me have my joy. Let me hold on to my hope. Let me know that if I put God first, that everything is going to be all right. Now, as we know, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, came in the world, word became flesh. His purpose was to live, die, and be resurrected, to save us from our sins. Is there any sinners in the house? Is there anybody that remember that you have not always been saved? Are we those that then got so saved and sanctified that we look down our noses at everybody else? Well, I just stopped by to let you know that you know better than nobody else. I'm no better than nobody else. I'm just a pilgrim traveling through a borrowed land, knowing that I can't make the journey all by myself. Now, if you want to go with me on this journey, I just need you to help me just a little bit. To tell God that everything is going to be all right. Yes. Did anybody want to tell God, Lord, I want to thank you for paying the price for me. How much do I owe the Lord for all that he's done for me? Yes. Now, when you look at your life and you examine your works, how much do you think that you are worth? I'm sure that it's impossible to put it in money value because you don't want to shortchange yourself. Then you don't want to say that you think more of yourself than you are. So there you are, right there in the middle. How much do you owe the Lord? What have the Lord done for you? What is your effort this morning? I want to know that my freedom didn't come cheap. And I want to let you know that mindful mindset, that thing called sin, we all have come short of the glory of God. Because Paul tells us as we look here in our text that he realized what it was to know God all by himself. He was a child of a mighty king. And he realized that we go to the power of God. What know ye not? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Now, how many times have you told somebody, I'm my own man, I'm my own woman, I do what I want to do. Don't nobody tell me what to do. But I stop by to let you know that there's somebody that can tell you that you don't belong to yourself. Stop talking about what you gonna do. Because you can't do nothing without the power of a loving God. For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. See, I found out that I belong to the Lord. I owe God my everything. And I'm so glad that God put my money in before I even came on the earth. See, I've been bought with a price. And I realized that price was not monetary value, but the blood of the Lamb. My God that I serve laid down his life for me. My God that I serve allow me to get on this Christian journey. And when I got up early this morning, couldn't get up all by myself. Woke up early, went back to sleep. But I'm so glad that God got somebody that'll be right there where you need them to be. For I heard a knock on my window. And I said, here I come, monk. I'm woke now. Everything gonna be all right. I'm so glad to serve a mighty God, because I find myself traveling on this Christian journey. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes I got a crowd. Sometimes I'm all by myself. But I found out that when it looks like I'm by myself, I'm not all by myself. For is there anybody in here that have opened up your mouth and said, oh Lord, I need a little bit of help? And the Lord be right there by your side. And I said, Lord, I can't make this journey. And the Lord said, I'll renew your strength. I'll pick you up. I'll turn you around. I'll make everything all right. I'll build you up where you've been torn down. Is there anybody in here that have been beat down by life? But you know that God is right by your side. I come to tell somebody, if you don't have no money, you don't need money this morning. All you need is your faith. Trust in the power of God. Know that you're traveling on a prepaid journey. For over 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid the price for every one of us to live so we would have freedom to lift up his holy name.
we would have freedom to tell God, thank you. And I want to thank my God for paving the way, for paying the way, for looking over my faults, for blessing every one of our needs. Oh, how I love him. What a mighty God. A mighty God we serve this morning. We are traveling as we cross this Christian journey on our way to another land. God is truly a good God this morning. Yeah.